This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Jake Volnick. He's in for Andy today. Jake's not working his normal show this evening because of the NCAA basketball tournament. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's flying the ship a little bit today. Michael's doing some training, doing a fine job. Meredith is in our new little work area. We got stuff. We got stuff going on today. That's good. That's big. That's the way we're working it.
Today's the day.
Today's the day. Tomorrow's really the day. Why? Guardians coming home, baby. Here we go. Putting that 3-6 record on the field at 221 team batting average, which, by the way, is only 21st in Major League Baseball. It's not, 29th. 3-6 through 9 games has inspired you to think anything in particular, Mr. Volnick?
The lineup's off to a bit of a slow start. Don't know that they'll turn it around, but I'm pretty sure off of 221, they'll even out. They'll come to a happy medium there at some point.
Tied for 19th in runs scored.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's middle of the
Again,
pack.
Well, yeah, you're down toward the bottom third, third with runs and batting average.
I imagine they'll probably come up to be middle of the pack.
I would think that's accurate.
The problem is then the rotation, and that's the part that scares me. Is I went in looking at the rotation thinking, top two spots, relatively confident that throughout the course of the year they'll look pretty good. I have confidence in Gavin Williams. Luis Ortiz is your wild card, and 4-5, oh boy, buckle in.
Tanner Bibee's issues the other day, notwithstanding, Tanner's just fine. Right now, the Guardians have the fourth worst ERA in Major League Baseball. And it's way too early. Let's just be fair about that.
Yeah.
Way too early to draw any conclusions. It's just that, okay, you expect the team to have pretty good pitching. It hasn't happened so far with an ERA of 5.09. And if this team is going to win, we would assume that the offense is not going to put up 6-7 runs a game. So that means the pitchers are going to have to do the type of job they did last year. So far, 9 games, we haven't really seen that on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I would even say that a couple of the nights, he got a decent showing out of the offense. Like, there were games, like, you win 8-6, you lose 10-4. I put up 4 runs. That's pretty much as good as a coin flip as I can give you until you got a shot in this game. Not when you give up 10. It's not going to do it. Again, I just think the rotation's scary at the back end. And the bullpen that was so highly coveted has looked good outside of maybe the guy who you need to look the absolute best, and that's Emmanuel Clase. Not pitching in very high leverage situations most of the time at this point, but early on, he doesn't look to be what he was for 98% of the season. It looks to be, that Yankees series has found its way into 2025.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
You're not enjoying that? You don't like that?
No, the thing about, and this isn't about Emmanuel Clase. This is about bullpen guys and sometimes even elite closers. Clase was so unbelievable last year.
I mean, almost a Cy Young.
Right. He deservedly so. An ERA under 1. If you remember the year before, he had some issues. He was not the sharpest. He was 3-9 because he blew a bunch of saves, and his ERA was a career high 3.22 2 years ago. Sometimes guys, even elite guys, might have a year where it's not quite there, and then they have a year where it's absolutely lights out. And he was so good last year. How are you going to repeat that? You're not going to repeat 0.61 ERA. Okay, that's just not going to happen. That's not happening. And We also have to make sure 3.22 ERA out of your closer with nine losses doesn't happen again. And that, unfortunately, he's more on that path, more on the Yankee series path, than he was the regular season path last year.
Yeah, I'd be happy with a middle ground. I don't need you to have a sub-1 ERA. Again, you're in contention for the Cy Young. I don't expect that year to year. He gave up 5 runs last year. He's given up 3 across 9 games.
Yeah, what's that tell you?
I don't know, honestly. It's a guy that clearly, I thought, trusted his stuff last year, but now I don't think his teams have figured him out. He's a guy who throws a 102-mile-an-hour cutter. You don't just figure that. Like, there's no figuring that out. Not to a perfect degree, not when it has that much movement. Like, you throw that pitch, there's clearly something off mentally that maybe you're just not as confident. You're laying things out there. You're letting people get the ball to the bat. I don't know. But he has put himself in now a territory where if I see Emmanuel Clase now stepping to the bump, where last year I could have walked away, went to bed if it was a night game. Now I'm on the edge of my seat and I'm up by 2.
Yeah, the problem for this team is, and it's not a problem as long as they do their job. This team is predicated on the back end of the bullpen being nails, and that has to be the case. We're going to have Chris Antonetti, by the way, president of baseball operations, on with us at 10:40 tomorrow. So, and Tom Withers is going to be joining us tomorrow on the show. So that'll be fun. It'll be Dano, me, Tom Withers. Because you're going to be working your show.
Right, talk about an upgrade. You get Tom over me.
No, I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. I did.
Well, Tom's going to be working with the station a little bit from time to time. Tom from the Associated Press. So he's going to be in with me tomorrow for Andy. So I'm looking forward to that. And Chris Antonetti will join us at 10:40. So anxious to talk to Chris. But the back end of this bullpen was so good last year. And, you know, all Stephen Vogt had to do was get his starters through 5 or 6 innings and turn it over to the bullpen. Chances are you're going to get a win if you had the lead. That's tough because that means these guys have to come through and do it again. And remember, they sorted through some guys last year. Nick Sandlin was really good for a long time. Scott Barlow was pretty good. Scott got dispatched last year. Sandlin dispatched to Toronto this year. And they've put some new guys in there. Are you sure that Paul Sewald is going to be as good as he's been in the past? We don't know that. Is Clase going to have an ERA under 1? No, he's not. I mean, that's silly.
That's a given now. I mean, again, he's got 2 runs for about the rest of the year if he wants to do it. So good luck.
Which is unbelievable. And so it's just a situation that Stephen Vogt's going to have to figure out and make it work. There are a couple of guys on the offensive side. I want your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
This came up last week. I couldn't agree more. Kyle Manzardo needs to play all the time. An occasional day off, maybe, right? Just because you want a guy to be fresh. But let's see what you have here. You know, he's been good. He had a better start, cooled off a little bit lately. But he's 24 years old. He's been swinging a pretty decent bat. I want to see more of Manzardo. I don't want to see him out of the lineup.
Well, yeah, because what did they tell you this offseason? By moving off of Jimenez, by moving off of Naylor, we have young guys that we're going to entrust in, that we're going to bank on. Okay, then you need to 100% buy into that fact. And you got Carlos Santana, a gold glove level first baseman. That's fine if he sits there and rotates DH with Kyle Manzardo. It's the problem of the days that you sat down Manzardo, I think against the Padres against a lefty, and you brought Jonathan Rodriguez out.
And they did that when Manzardo was 4 of 5 on lefties.
Yeah, with 2 homers.
Yes.
Like, you just throw him out there. If he goes 0 for 4, he goes 0 for 4.
I couldn't understand that move either. It's like, he's really hot. He's been hitting lefties. Let's not start him. But what the? Maybe it was something specific for that game. You know, we don't like the matchup against this particular lefty. But that's what I'm thinking. It's like, why do you not start him there? You start him all the time. Find out if you have starting caliber talent on this team that deserve to be in the lineup all the time. Mike Hargrove always said, and I brought this up last week when Dan and I were doing the show, Mike's line was always, your starters are starters for a reason. And the longer you go and you think about that, it's true. Well, why is he your starter? Well, because he's good. And he needs to be in the lineup every day. I don't need to play the guy who's not as good as he is. Let's find out who your real starters are on this team and play him for 150 games. And that's what I want to see. Is Manzardo one of those guys? And right now he's proving to me, yes, he is. If he falters, that's a different story. But just play him. I mean, Let's go.
Even if he hits 260 with some pop and he brings 20 to 25 homers hitting 260, are you not happy?
Yeah.
I'm elated.
And now he is playing. Okay, he's played in every game. He's got a lot of at-bats. Only Santana and Kwan have more. But I just don't want to see him out of the lineup. I'm disappointed for Lane Thomas because he's off to a slow start. I think Lane is such a nice upgrade for this team in center field. I really like that move. I'm glad they went out and got him. I'm glad he's here this year. And after watching Tyler Freeman play a really good center field for a guy who'd never played center field before, but hit, I think it was like 205. Okay, you got to do better than that. We had Miles Straw. Upgrading to Tyler Freeman's bat from Miles Straw is not really much of an upgrade. Lane Thomas should be an upgrade. That should happen. What have you thought of Gabe Arias so far at second base?
I actually thought he's looked pretty good.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, defensively, he's been... I guess I haven't recognized him. I haven't noticed him on defense, which is a good thing for my second baseman.
Except the one game he had where he bobbled that throw. He's going to the plate, and it didn't work out too well. But so far, I agree with you. Nothing has stood out in a negative way. His batting average is okay. He's at 250. He's only driven in 2 runs. But right now, he's not killing you.
No, I think if you look down the road, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months, he's still hitting 250, starting to drive in a couple more runs, you go, that's probably good enough. I'm probably not going to move a ton of guys around to get him out of the lineup. Especially, too, they talked so much about the pop that he developed and they felt he had in the minor leagues that hadn't gotten a chance to show itself once he's been in the majors. You've seen him drive out, at least one ball this year? I think that's it. Yeah, he has one homer. Again, even if you're trending upwards, 15, driving 15 to 20 balls out of the yard, that's what the team's missing. You look up and down the lineup, they miss the pop. Right? You got rid of Josh Naylor. Well, you're missing the pop. Who's going to step in? It's probably not going to be just one guy unless Kyle Manzardo goes wild.
Again, it's early.
Yeah, of course.
But let me throw these things at you. When early concerns become early reality, I think that's where you sometimes have an issue. Lane Thomas, I expect to hit, but he's hitting 172. Brian Rocchio was great in the playoffs last year. He's hitting 192. He didn't pick up where he left off. Bo Naylor, who we're all hoping Bo figures it out, is off to a 174 start. Nolan Jones, who I'm giddy, is back in town. Give him some at-bats. Let him figure it out. He's hitting 136 right now. John Kenzie Noel, who we love, 063 batting average. Schneeman, under 100. Jonathan Rodriguez hasn't had a hit this year, and Austin Hedges is at 200. You got a lot of guys who aren't hitting the ball real well right now.
I think you nailed it on the head. It's the whole point of you look at this team, and it's when your early concerns turn to reality.
Yep.
It's when I looked at all of the things that could go wrong, and it's not other things that are failing. It's like, oh, you've had some bad breaks. It's almost every point that I looked at in this team and go, that's not a sure thing. Everybody in the lineup outside of Kwan, Jose, Carlos Santana, and they're all sitting at the bottom of the order in terms of what they've done so far this early season.
So even though it's early, folks, that's the point. The concerns that we had even going into this are already on display, and that might be a problem. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Volnick right here on The Fan.